1-800-449-8686. This is the Phil Hendry Show.
He is an educator. He is a athlete. He coaches athletics. And as his dust jacket on his book says, he's just an everyday man. The book is called It's Not Fair, Today's Man in Today's Society. He is a school teacher right now, involved in a parent-teacher night at the school. It is Mr. Vernon Dozier joining us from Belmar Academy. Sir, how are you?
Very well, and I appreciate very much you taking the time to have me on your program.
You've written this book. It's an interesting read. You draw comparisons between the roles that women play and the roles that men play in society?
Yes, sir.
All right. Now, the obvious conclusion is that there continue to be disparities despite the so-called equality of the sexes, right?
Yes, Phil. I believe that if women, and women do have made strides. I mean, women are now fully equal with men. It's taken a long time for them, but women have finally arrived. And when we allowed them to be equal with us as men, they achieved everything they fought for. One of the things that I note, in fact, in the book is that women began their fight for equality around the late 1960s, and now they have achieved it in some 30 to 40 years. And yet African Americans, while making very good progress, have been trying since 1863, which is the emancipation of the slaves, and they're still kind of falling short. And so I guess women would have a lot to say to African Americans about how to achieve equality, and yet women still get preferential treatment in a lot of ways, and that's what we deal with in our book.
All right, in the book you do a lot of discussion concerning women and their biology, the so-called time of the month, their period, which allows them to take time off from work. And you mentioned that that's kind of the crux.
That is the focal point of how, as men, we have allowed women to be equal with us, but we've dropped the ball in a couple of things for ourselves. This past weekend, the American League Championship concluded, and there was an enormous amount of money bet on that series. And there's an enormous amount of emotional energy spent on that kind of thing. For those of us, for instance, who supported the Angels, we lost, and that left us not only losing a substantial amount of money, but we also suffered severe bouts of vacillating emotions going from extreme highs to extreme lows. Now, here is where we've dropped the ball. Women are allowed to call in sick into their places of employment and say that they're sick for the day if they're experiencing cramping or blood loss from their so-called time of the month. But men, and this is very interesting, men are not strictly allowed to take off time, the same amount of time, when they've suffered the same kind of emotional and physical low and depression that's associated with our pursuit of sports.
Do men suffer the same as women? When a woman has a period, she's in a greater degree of physical discomfort, which I'm sure makes work difficult. Do you think, in other words, that men are suffering the same when their team loses or when they've lost a bet and so forth?
I think so. I mean, in our book, you first have to consider these sporting events are viewed, while there's a great deal of alcohol being consumed, this leads in many cases to physical difficulty, the bladder, the kidneys, blood pressure, heart rate can be very dangerously affected. Now, you carry over to the following day, of course, if it's a Monday morning, and you have had to consume a pretty good amount of alcohol. I don't think there is a man out there who hasn't been hung over, and yet I dare say, Phil, if I were to call in sick because of that, I'd be laughed at. And yet my wife can wake up with her so-called cramps and her depression, and she can call in, and they'll immediately credit her with a sick day. She gets paid for it. This is a disparity that's happening to millions of American men. It's something that I address in my book.
Are the two things equal, then, is what I'm asking?
Are the two things equal in what sense? I mean, the two things are unique to each sex. In the case of...
In the case of women, you've got something, a biological thing called her period, and in the case of men, you have, which you consider that biological?
I think as men, it is biological for us to want to pursue athletic events, to place wagers on them. And during that period, you are going to consume an incredible amount of alcohol. It's going to make it very difficult for you the next day. I've had friends of mine who've gone ahead and lied and taken the day off, which I would not do. They've lied and they've said they had the flu when, in fact, they were feeling the effects of the alcohol. they said that after they took that day off, they felt just as fresh and clear as ever. And
all right, so what are you asking for? For the right to take time off from work?
Well, what we're asking for, Phil, is that if a woman's going to take off time from work because she has a monthly hormonal balance called her period that does cause her some discomfort, then men have the right to be allowed time off from work because of the effects of betting and the money that you've lost, and, of course, the clinically debilitating effects of alcohol. Before these bets are made, and certainly after your wager's been lost, you're going to be consuming a lot of that.
All right, our number is 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. Mr. Vernon Dogeron, the book is called It's Not Fair, Today's Man in Today's Society, and how women, even though they've achieved equality, still get preferential treatment when it comes to time off from work. What about these things like ladies' nights?
Ladies' nights are things that are we grant women because they are the fairer sex. That's something men have given women, along with allowing them to be equal with us. We've allowed them, I guess, to maintain some of these perks. But I don't think it is fair or right for her to be able to say, I'm having my time of the month. I think I need to take a day off from work when I can't do the same thing after spending a good solid weekend wagering on sports and getting my brains beat out if I have, and then I'm feeling physically ill.
Can I ask you something? Did you lose money on this Angel series?
I did. Yes, I did.
Uh-huh.
And a number of people I know did. And this morning also, I was sick physically. I had severe nausea. I had intestinal problems. I was very fatigued.
Was that from the alcohol?
It was from consuming alcohol, yeah. And there are people, of course, who are concerned, but this is not considered a legitimate reason for taking time off. If I had been allowed to, I would have.
So you can't call in sick because you've got a hangover?
No, you cannot do that. From the combination of losing an enormous amount of money and a lot of alcohol being consumed, they won't credit me with a sick day, and I think it's unfair. And I think that women, even though they've gotten all the equality that they want, and even though they are allowed to do everything that men can do, and they're allowed to make the same amount of money, and we've allowed them to have the jobs and everything, and they've made a lot of strides, why do they get this kind of consideration and men don't? The reason, I think, is because women have been able to sell it better than us. And
what does that mean? Okay, so you're saying that a woman's physical monthly period is not as debilitating as she makes it out to be?
Well, I think they've just been able to sell it. That's all. I think they've been able to say over time, I really feel sick. I don't know anybody that has ever had this. I mean, women do, but I don't know other men that have ever had this. So we don't know, really, what's going on with them. And
well, but the fact is, I mean, if we've all had wives and girlfriends, we've seen them suffer with the cramps and...
Well, that's the point I'm trying to say. That's what they're telling us they have. Okay, that's what they are telling us.
But there's also physical manifestations. There's bleeding.
Well, that doesn't necessarily mean that there's also pain or fatigue or depression, see? So, why is this? I think it's because even though we've given women all the equality they want, they still want to have an edge. They still want to have something where they get to have time off from work, but we have to go in with cotton in our mouth, bad breath, a physically sick stomach, diarrhea, all of this, headache, but we have to go to work because we're not allowed to.
All right, well, our number, 1-800-449-8686, speaking with Vernon Dozier. He is a teacher, educator, coach. He's written a book called It's Not Fair, Today's Men in Today's Society, about women being able to take time off from work because they're having their time of the month, but men can't do the same thing when they have suffered depression and physical illness from losing sports bets and drinking alcohol during a particular weekend. Mr. Dozier's made the point that since men have allowed women to be equal, isn't that enough? Why do they still get preferential treatment in some other areas? 1-800-449-8686. You're listening to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Living on the edge, always teetering, never quite falling off. The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Mr. Dozier, we're going to take some phone calls. Vernon Dozier joins us. His book is called It's Not Fair, Today's Men in Today's Society. You use as the linchpin, major debating point in your book, that even though women have been given their equality, they still want preferential treatment. You're using, though, which I find myself disagreeing, the fact that they will take as a sick day the fact that they are having their time of the month.
Yeah, that is, yeah. And you don't agree with that, and that is your right. But let me tell you, as men, I think we need to, hang together a little bit and not constantly be playing this this game where we are looking for mommy's approval, and so we don't want to.
Well, wait, when you say mommy's approval,
well, I think a lot of men see their women as their mothers, their surrogate mom, and they don't want to make them angry. And you know, we gave them their equality, and we let them, work our jobs. And, you see a lot of them now doing everything that a man does. Now, they still get to take time off because they say they've got this thing called a period. I'm simply saying that while they are saying they have this thing called a period, I can tell you and I can prove to you that I lost, over the weekend, almost $3,000 on that Angel Series. And did consume an awful lot of alcohol as a result of the stress. Now, that goes without saying.
All right, hold on. 1-800-449. I'm going to get to some phone calls, sir, okay?
I'd be more than happy, yeah.
Okay, 1-800-449-8686. Lori, hi, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead.
Hey, Phil.
Yes.
I'm driving down the road, and I have never called in a call-in program in my life before, but it just was kind of funny. He was talking about this thing that women call a period. I don't know if you're married, the man who wrote the book, or been around women, but if you've ever been around women.
Yes, ma'am, I am married.
Okay, well, then you know we do have a period. You're
well,
saying, like,
I know my wife makes claims. Now, I know the physical symptoms, but she makes claims about, you know what, you can sit and laugh if you want, but after you've been given your equality, now you want to sit and laugh at me.
Okay, let me tell you this. I was a stay-at-home mom for 20 years.
Yeah, but I just want
to... went to work in the... Okay, I've been listening to you.
I know, but you, I come on here and you're laughing at me.
Well,
and you get to do everything that I get to do.
I'm not laughing at you. It's just funny what you're saying to me. Just like what you're saying, you know. But what I'm saying, I was a stay-at-home mom for 20 years.
Man.
I'm working now. I've been working for about a year. But, I mean, to say, to compare the thing of your betting and a ball game to a lady having a biological period, that's a choice if you want to bet on a ball game or get interested in sports. A period is not a choice. That's
right.
A biological thing.
Okay.
But also, I can understand how you get stressed out if you lost that much money. It probably stresses your wife out, too. But the thing being is the fact that would be like me saying, well, women want soap operas. So, therefore, we get all stressed out. I don't watch soap operas because I've always had enough tension in my life. I didn't need to get on somebody else's. But that would be like me saying, okay, well, I choose to watch soap opera today, and boy, that stressed me out when so-and-so did this, so I'm not going to go to work tomorrow. That would, to me, that's comparable to what you're saying. But same thing, the job I work now, everybody, guys and girls, both have the same amount of sick days a year. They have the same amount of personal days a year. Regardless of what our excuse is, we have the same amount of days.
You should have the same
amount of days the women do, and you can say whatever you want to for the rest of the men.
Are you done?
Probably.
You know, you laugh at me, and then you go on and on and on. See, now here's the...
Well, the lady was making a point.
Well, I want to make my point. Gay people are born with their orientation. Now, you're probably the kind of person, and that's okay, who believes that they choose their lifestyle. But the fact is, they're born that way. Men are born the way they are. And yet, when we talk about how we are, you laugh at us, even though you're always going on about how you're cramping. This is my wife's favorite word. I'm cramping today.
Well, first
See,
of all,
now where do,
I wouldn't tell
when,
anybody
when does
that.
Somebody, when does somebody listen to me and I say, I've got a pretty damn good hangover?
That's it, a hangover. That was a choice you made.
There you go again.
It's not a choice.
There you go again with that. It's almost like you're gay bashing.
You're the only one that's mentioned gay people, not me.
How is she gay bashing?
Because gay people were born
why
with their organs.
Why would you even bring the... Where would
no,
you even
the
bring
reason why... Well, the reason why, ma'am, is because gay people were born with their orientation, and you accept that, but you tell me mine's a lifestyle choice.
Well, I mean, I don't know how it is with gay people,
because
I'm not one, but I mean, if they're born that way, then they have a choice if they want to go with those tendencies or not. Same thing as me. If I want to watch a soap opera, it's up to me. I have a, you know, women have a tendency to get all these chick flicks and stuff, you know.
Well,
I mean, that would be my choice.
Ma'am. Forgive me, but you got a way of talking. You talk a lot, and
well, she's trying to make a point.
See, Mr. Henry, there you go, trying to please mommy, and that's what I make in my book. I make a point. We're always trying to please mom. See, and listen, she just went, oh, just like a.
Well, I mean, because you keep talking about that.
Well,
I mean, evidently that's the hang-up you have.
No, ma'am, I had a mother who embarrassed me by dropping me off at school, and before she let me out of the car, she would kiss me full on the lips. All right, that hung me up. Pretty seriously.
Okay.
What does that mean, okay? Does that mean, in other words, you agree, you understand?
Well, I
well,
don't... You see, I don't understand it.
Well, you're both... You see, you both think I'm a retard. Isn't
that
right?
You're bringing up things that we're not even talking about. I'm sorry for anything that brought you, you know, harm
or
hurt your feelings when you were younger. I'm just talking about what you're comparing the ball game betting thing to.
Yeah.
I mean, that's... To me, that would be more like a choice or maybe even an addiction that stresses you out, but not a biological thing. It becomes a biological thing if you get too much to drink and you have a hangover the next day. Then it may become, you know.
Okay. Yeah, okay.
Okay, well, I'm not,
right,
I'm
well,
not
thank
being
you, Jennifer.
Mean to you.
All right, I mean, Lori, thank you.
No, no, but you just, yeah.
Do you have anything you want to say, sir?
Oh, no. No, I can't stand it.
No, that's all right. All right, 1-800, what's the matter?
She had a tendency to just... go on and on and on, and I wanted to make a point.
What do you mean going on and on?
Well, you could hear the cadence of that woman's voice, the rapidity with which she spoke, the sing-songy rhythm of the accent that she had. You put it all together, and you know, you want to sit in a room with no furniture and just cut eyes out of pictures with a Swiss Army. I can't explain it.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Jennifer, go ahead.
Hi,
Jennifer.
For your wife. Wow, must be an amazing woman.
Why is she an amazing woman? She has a period like every other woman. She complains about it like every other woman. She takes time off because of it like every other woman. How's that different from? I mean, I love her, but she's not all that exceptional.
I can't say that I. Well, she must be to be married to you. That's
all right. Well, so if you want to insult me, man, do it directly. You don't have to go through my wife to do it.
Well, I'm just saying she must be a very wonderful woman.
Wife is a wonderful woman as far as it goes, yeah.
Well, what do you mean as far as it goes?
Well, I told you the last lady that I just talked to with the voice on her reminded me a little bit of my wife, that's all. See, here's another one that's laughing at me.
My question for you...
Ma'am, you're another one that's laughing at me, aren't you?
Not laughing.
I beg your pardon?
I'm not laughing.
Okay, yeah, your car phone was breaking up. Go ahead, Jennifer. What's your question?
My question is, did you make a conscious decision to bet on the game and a conscious decision to drink on a Sunday before you had to go to work?
I do not recall doing that, no.
All right, so you do not... You do not remember deciding...
I don't think any man, if he's honest, is going to be able to pinpoint, oh, yeah, I think I'm going to bet on this game. It is an automatic, organic... visceral reaction. That's what I'm trying to get. I tried to get that through to the last woman, and all she did was laugh at me.
I would have to disagree. I know several men. My fiance doesn't bet on any game.
Okay.
My father has never bet on any game.
Well, now, here's the interesting part of that, Jennifer. See, I would never tell you, you know, I would never tell you, and forgive me, but I would...
Yeah?
Well... I would never tell this woman what size maxi pads to buy, but she's telling me about me. See, how is that fair? And that's what we deal with in our book.
In other words, she's giving an opinion.
Yeah, well, I'm giving an opinion, but she's telling me I'm wrong.
Well, that's her opinion, based upon her experience as a woman. See?
Is that your opinion, ma'am, based on your experience as a woman, or because you...
I think...
You don't like me.
Oh, I have nothing against you. I don't know you.
I tell you what, Jennifer, hold the line, and we'll be right back with you. Okay, we'll just take a couple-minute break. Mr. Vernon Dozier with us, 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
1-800-449-8686.
Did your dad ever put a banana in your shorts?
1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
No, it just got a little warm in here.
You're in the middle of a parent-teacher thing, right?
Well, no, it's an open house, but being on your program and listening to some of these comments is a little difficult for me to listen to these comments and smile at these parents at the same time. I feel, I guess, a little bit like a phony, but...
Why? I mean, you're hearing women telling you about women. You're telling them about men.
Yeah, but I live with a woman, too, okay? And look, I don't disagree with the women when they say that their period is bad, but is it as bad, or is it worse, or is it not as bad as me drinking Jägermeister? And I mean, I'm talking about six or seven shots, watching the Angels go down in flames, and I got three large on this thing. Now, all I'm trying to say to you is...
Yeah, but you kept saying orientation, orientation. Let me get back to Jennifer, because she's been hanging on very patiently. Jennifer, thank you very much. Go ahead.
I think he's comparing apples to oranges as a prop. And he's making a conscious decision to drink. And if he's not making a conscious decision to drink and bet, then maybe I might suggest you have a problem.
But you have a problem too, don't you? When you start, quote, cramping, isn't that a problem?
You know what? If a woman is missing work for several days because of it, she does need to see her doctor.
No, I mean, taking the odd day off because, you know, you don't feel well, right? Now you're choosing to complain about it.
If I had my period, I'm a nurse, and I would get laughed at. They would tell me to take some Motrin, suck it up, and get to work.
True, but if you could fake it and say it was bad enough, but I can never, ever call in and say, I had too many Jaeger shots yesterday. I can't come to work. I can never do that without being fired or being told I've got, just like you said, I got a problem, see? But I don't say to you, Jennifer, you got a complaining problem, or the last lady who was talking, you know what, you got a problem. And she'd say, what's that? I said, your voice is driving me mad. See?
Well, I don't know, man.
What was the difference between you calling in and telling them you were sick and me calling in and saying my cramps are way too bad and I'm faking it?
Because they're going to say, she's on the rag or whatever.
They're not going to say on the rag. Let's not use that term, please.
I'm sorry, but they'll say that you're having your period. Whereas with me, they're going to say, Dozier is an alcoholic. He's a bum, you know, see. They'll make a judgment call on me, and you, they're going to want to send you boxes of candy. Why? After you've been allowed to be equal, now you get to have that too.
Oh.
All right. Jennifer, thank you for your call. I don't know that you aren't saying some things here that sound a little bit chauvinistic.
Oh, boy.
Well, I mean, you're saying you've been allowed to be equal, and you get to have your cramps, and yet I can't call in sick and say, I have to take time off because I had six Jaeger shots yesterday, along with the beer that I drank.
Well, you see, you're a man, and it's depressing, Phil, and you're not unique. It's very depressing to hear other men talk the way you talk and to say...
I don't think there's an employer around that's going
to
buy it.
Well, that's what I'm trying to say to you. Employers need to begin to treat men as equals to women. Women got equal to us, and then they went past us. Now they're above us. And all I'm trying to do is now say, you know, after we said, yes, you can be equal, then for them to blow our doors off and go past us, I want to say, you're welcome, you know, as they beat us down.
All right, 1-800-44, are you all right?
Why do you ask that?
Because it sounds to me like you're going into kind of a hypertension thing.
Yes. Let me tell you what I'm feeling. I told you I was drinking Jägermeister, I was drinking beer yesterday, and I was watching the Angels go up in flames as I saw $3,000 sprout wings and just fly right out of my living room, okay? So, yeah, I'm hurting a little bit today.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Let me go to Jeanette. Jeanette, hi, you're on the Phil Hendry Show.
I'm fine. How are you? I listen to you all the time, and I've never called in, but this one I had to call.
Ma'am, he never asked you how you were. He just said you're on the air. He didn't ask you how you were, and you go, I'm fine.
All right. I'm fine until I heard you.
Well,
sir, from
here's
the time,
deal.
Let me
do
tell
you listen
you,
to what people say, or do you just...
Let the lady say what she wants to say.
What about me?
You get to say what you want to say when I tell you you can talk.
Can I talk now?
I'd like to know something. Where are you from, please?
Memphis, Tennessee.
Boy, doesn't that beat all. You know, I've got an ex-wife that lives in Memphis, and she used to work in a bookstore, and then she took up with a lawyer. It seems you got a lot of lawyers down there, don't you?
What's this got to do with what I'm calling about?
Well, I'll tell you what it's got to do with it, Jeanette. My mother came from Memphis, Tennessee, too. Now is it beginning to ring a bell?
Why would she know?
That's the same mother I was talking about that used to kiss me full on the mouth before I got out of the car for school.
Well, you've got a problem. Can I express my problem now?
Yeah, sure. Thanks a lot for caring.
All right. Let me tell you. I had the cramps from when I first started my period till the time I was 29 years old. I cramped so hard that I vomited the first day of every month.
Yeah, sure.
And my bosses, my school teachers, everybody knew this. I was 29 years old when they found ovarian cysts, and then they removed them, and I was fine. So don't tell people how they're going to cramp.
Ma'am, that ovarian cyst thing that's been going around, that's been the new excuse. Can I ask you a question with all that?
What do you mean? You know, I knew a woman that had that.
Let me just say, Mr. Henry, I'm so proud to hear you sticking up for me.
I'm not sticking up for you.
I'm
sticking up for the woman.
I'm talking to Mr. Jeanette. I'm going to ask you something.
And if you got a book, I sure as heck wouldn't read it.
Oh, because you don't have an open mind?
I have a very open mind, but you've got a closed mind, honey.
All right, now I'm going to ask you a question that I feel I should ask, that the host should have asked, and perhaps the gentleman answering your call should have asked. And I'm going to ask it now, all right?
All right.
Are your teeth in?
Am I what?
Do you have all of your teeth in?
What
sure
are you,
I do.
What are you saying?
I have a partial down at the bottom. It's got four teeth on it. Does that matter?
Well, ma'am, I can tell you right now, and I say this with all due respect, it sounds like you're gumming.
I'm gumming?
Yes, ma'am.
I'm not gumming anything.
Why do you say...
Not yet, you're not.
Well, I might be before I die. I'm 74 now. Does that matter?
Ma'am, I'm just trying to understand what you're saying, okay? And I
What do you say? I understand her perfectly.
Yes, but I'm being told off. And
this lady, by the way, is making very good sense. She just said that she had a very real biomedical problem, surgically treated, and it was corrected, and now she's fine, okay?
Look, Mr. Henry, it's one thing for me to stand alone trying to defend men. It's another thing to see you put on a pair of high heels and try to be one of their sisters. I have to...
you know something...
Sir, I can't believe you.
Well, ma'am, you can't believe me. I'm trying to say that while you say that you went to the doctor to get cysts removed, when I say that I had too many Jaeger shots yesterday...
Well, you got a drinking problem, it sounds to me like.
All right, so why can't I take time off from work for it?
Because you're doing that to yourself. I didn't do the period to me.
You didn't do the period to you?
No, or something came in my body every month. I had nothing whatsoever to do with it.
Yeah, it's called being a woman. Wow.
I know that.
Well, she didn't have anything to do with that.
So you're doing it to yourself. It's your body. You're hurting. Wait until you come down with cirrhosis of the liver or pancreatitis, and you'll remember what I said, fella.
Well, ma'am, do you know something about that? Because if you've got cirrhosis of the liver and no teeth...
Yes, I have a girlfriend right now that has it, and it's called drinking. It's what caused it.
Yes, exactly. Drinking.
Okay.
You know, there's a lot of things that are starting to add up. You don't have teeth. You know something about...
I do have my teeth.
You said you don't have any on the bottom jaw.
I didn't say that. It's the last four on one side. I had an infection in it, and it was years ago, and it spread to the other teeth. Now, does that make sense to you? I had to have a bridge put in there.
Ma'am, I'm going to ask you something straight up. Do you know a lot about the alleys in downtown Memphis?
Yes, I
what
do.
Are you talking?
Now you're getting off subject.
What the hell are you talking about?
On your subject.
If this lady is a full-on alcoholic, why doesn't she come out and admit it?
I'm not an alcoholic.
I've got a friend. That's a classic example of somebody. I bet you have a friend that only has a partial lower bridge, too. Yep. That's
well,
my
I'm going to go check all right, my well, friends look, now.
Jeanette.
You what?
Yes, sir.
Those are some, I'm very sorry, I'm glad that your physical...
Mr. Henry, why do you got to sit there and try to befriend your man? I'll tell you why.
You know, you have a problem because your mother kissed you on the lips as you were getting out of the car as a kid.
And my mother didn't kiss me, and
no.
I had a problem, and no. I'm not going to be like her.
Ma'am, Jeanette, my name is Vernon Dozier. I'm not Phil Henry. I'm the one whose mother kissed me on the mouth and slipped me tongue when I was 12.
Well, now, if she slipped your tongue, you should have told her that was a no-no
there. But you want to know something that disgusted me?
I knew
she
didn't, I was taught
she
right
never put
wrong.
Her upper bridge in when she did that.
I don't know what kind of, what, where
well,
you, I don't
sick,
believe you came from Memphis, Tennessee, but we got people here that have problems, too.
Ma'am, I understand
that. And you definitely have a problem, sir.
Ma'am, you're telling me I got a problem? Like, I don't wake up every morning and look at it in the mirror. My mother
well,
would
I'd
sit
hate
there.
To be next to you to look at you.
Well, I'll tell you something right now. I didn't write this book so that I could make Mama happy. I wrote this book to make myself happy and to help other men get past the clawing and clinging memory of their mommy. Because I don't sit there at night thinking
you know
about
what?
Her with no teeth slipping me tongue.
Honey, the good Lord's going to get you for talking about your mother as way you have about doing all this.
Are you kidding me? So God's up there going, don't talk about your mother, even though she would sit there, grab both sides of my face, and lip lock me like something out of a just, that's what she would do.
Well, didn't she know how to push back?
Oh. With what, my hips?
Oh, come on.
Hands.
All right, listen, Jeanette, thank you very much.
Okay, honey,
no,
I'm sorry. He's
thank
irritating
you.
The heck out of me.
I'm here. Oh, boy, ain't that
the
pot calling the kettle black.
Time, though, okay?
That's a hoot.
All right, hold on. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show.
1-800-449-8686. The world famous Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Henry Show is back.
I'm trying to make some points here, and you're putting on a skirt.
I'm not. I'm sticking up to the women that are calling in. And saying that, you know, the point they're making is it's biologic.
I'm telling you. All right, that could be anything. But why is it that when I sit down with some Yukon Jack, all right, and I got a quart bottle of Budweiser, and my team is flaming out like the, you know, they're called the Anaheim Angels, and I should have known better than to bet on something like that. Well, the White Sox have got destiny and history on their side. Now, I've got a bottle of Yukon Jack in one hand. I got a quart bottle of Budweiser Light in the other. And I'm drinking literally two-fisted while I'm watching $3,000 sprout wings and fly away like a flock of bats.
Are you there?
Yeah, I'm right here.
What did you do, throw the phone down?
Well, I'm a little disgusted, yeah.
Let me go to Helen. Helen, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Go ahead, Helen.
Hi.
Yes, hello.
Hi. Well, I just have a couple of points to make, and I'm not going to go into the argument because I just think that we can agree to disagree. But I just want to state that...
You don't think that my drinking is a legitimate reason to not go to work?
I'm making my point. I agree with you in the sense that you don't feel well in the morning after drinking, and I understand that that might be just cause for you to feel, you know what, I don't want to go to work today, I need to have a rest, I feel depressed over the choices I made the night before, things like that. That makes sense.
Here we go with that word choices again. I'm telling you it's my orientation.
Your orientation.
The same way a gay is.
Huh? Are you telling me that...
Don't go, Mr. Henry, to impress your female listeners. You know...
I'm not saying that. Are you telling me you're born with the need to drink and bet?
Yes. That's what I'm telling you.
Are you saying that all men are born with that orientation?
Go ahead, ma'am. I've interrupted you enough.
Okay. Now, I would also like to state that, I mean, where I work, if I want to call in sick, I have to have a doctor's note. I'm required to have a doctor's note to call in sick.
Yeah.
And I have literally been in so much pain from my period that I've had to go over and pay for a $20 doctor's note so that I could miss a day's work. Do you think I would honestly waste my time and money if I didn't have to?
You can hear that I'm hitting a ping pong ball against. It's what I call playing myself. And I do that when I tense up.
Well, answer the lady's question.
What did she say?
She's going through an awful lot of time and expense in order to deal with something that nature has visited upon her. She's not choosing to do these things.
I don't get paid for sick days, and I have to pay for a $20 doctor's note if I want to take a day off work.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Where'd I got a rally going.
Guy?
I'm sorry? Man, you know, there. Hold up for a minute, Charlie. It's my serve. Are you laughing at me?
No, I'm not laughing at you. I'm laughing for you because you're disgusting.
Oh, okay. Well, how disgusting is this? There, I aced you. Damn it.
He hung up. This guy's a psycho.
Yeah, is he ever?
Psycho.
Where'd
thank you,
find
Helen.
Him?
She's a guest. Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show.
1-800-449-8686.
Out of bounds. The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Well, you hung up on me. Where are you now?
I happen to be at a tavern around the corner.
What are you doing?
I'm doing Jaeger shots. Jesus, how many times do I got to tell you?
And you're telling me you were born with a Jägermeister orientation?
Yes, I was born. You know what? Billy, give me one of those test tubes. I want one of those chicks to bring it to me. One of them Jaeger girls. You know, I'm done with you, Mr. Hendry, because as far as I'm concerned, all you did tonight was stick up for Mama while she lip-locked you with no teeth. Another Jaeger, if any, okay? I don't care. I don't care if it's for girls. I don't care if it's a chick drink. I want another one.
The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Hey, Jack Ball. It's entertainment.